Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Welcome back to another half hour of balancing of body, mind, and spirit. Now, as always, for those of our listeners who are in the LA area and would like to call in, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including all the folks right here in the absolutely beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free call-in number is 877-697-9725. And as always, Producer Kina will be opening up the chat room. And so if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can type those in and she will make sure those get to me. So today we're going to be talking about decision or destiny. And probably one of the questions that I really get asked quite often is the desire to know what is it that someone was meant to do? What is my purpose in life? What is my destiny? Now, I was thinking about that, and how would you feel if you were told by a fortune teller that you lived, you experienced joys and heartaches, that you would experience more joys and heartaches, that you would live for an indeterminate number of years, then expire from this life? Then look at you, smile, and say, okay, would you like to pay by cash, check, or charge? My thought would be that you might feel a little bit cheated. Although technically everything that person told you was true, was it what you were looking for? Most people who want that type of guidance, who really feel that they need it, are looking for their place in the universe. They're looking for the answer to the big question, why am I here? How can my life make an impact? What is my destiny? Am I destined to find love? Am I destined to find wealth? Am I destined to live long or am I destined to live short? Often people get very involved in what is coming as opposed to focusing on what is. And what I'm going to be sharing is, as always, my own personal opinion, feeling. If something works for you, if something is your way of being, I bless you for it and I love it for you. And what I would like to propose, considering a possibility, that we each, in fact, have a destiny. And it is something that was established before we came into this life, that has carried through our lives, and will ultimately show where it is we're meant to be and what's meant to happen to us. Now, that being said, I also consider that destiny a template. I consider that destiny for those who don't want to choose. That if you decide, you know what, I think I'm just going to randomly move through life and allow things to happen, that a certain destiny is kind of like, okay, well, if you don't want to choose anything, here's the default. And which is always exciting when I get to throw in a computer term, because as far as I know, elves make it work. But most computers have a default. And a default setting is what comes up first, and that if you don't choose something else, there it is. So considering the possibility that an aspect of destiny is by default, you can move through your life, you can allow others to make choices for you, you can just kind of follow along and march with the beat and allow others to direct where you go, and you will probably have a fine and dandy, nice, ordinary, safe life. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with going with the default. Believe me, it's a lot less work. And if you're someone who decides that destiny is yours to shape, to claim your right as the architect of your own fate, you can walk along and say, you know what? I want to change my life. And sometimes people make very significant changes to their lives. I'm sure we all know people or have experienced ourselves where we reached a place and decided, no, this is not what my life is going to be. And right in the middle of it, stop and take a turn. Travel that path less traveled. It really is true, as is said in the Rush song, Free Will, that if you choose to decide, you still have made a choice. So as you look at the decisions that you've made in your life, now, often we'll have a decision that seems to go tremendously badly, and yet in hindsight, when we look back at it, it was actually a step that led us to something that really enriched our lives, that we gained wisdom from, that we gained empowerment from. And it's really a little bit of a jump to go, okay, if that decision did not bring me happiness, then obviously it was a bad decision. That is not true. I do not support that at all. Just because a decision did not bring you happiness does not mean by any means that it was the wrong decision. Now, each decision, kind of has a price to pay for it. Our way of finding, our own personal sense of ourselves, what is our place in the universe? And especially when we're young, that's the point when we're going to make decisions that sometimes, bite us in the rear end. And yet, we gain knowledge from it. We gain wisdom from it. The trick is to learn from the results of the decisions, not to judge them as either good or bad, but to say, okay, did that give to me or did it take from me? And if it took from me, what did I learn from that? And how can I move forward using that knowledge and that wisdom to find a better place for myself and more confidence in who I am? Now, many folks are on Facebook. And as I say, there's light and shadow in everything, including Facebook. And sometimes some really special, cool stuff comes in. And something came across to me and I shared it. I don't share a whole lot, but that I wanted a lot of people to see. And what it said was, I'm stronger because I had to be. I'm smarter because of my mistakes. Happier because of the sadness I've known, and now wiser because I learned. Okay. With the power of that, I'm going to say it again. I'm stronger because I had to be. I'm smarter because of my mistakes, happier because of the sadness I've known, and now wiser because I learned. We've all had those places in our lives where it just went badly. The saying that I usually use is, it's fun until it isn't, and it sucks until it doesn't. And when you're stuck in one of those sucks until it doesn't times, that's no fun. And it's painful, and it's scary, and sometimes you think you're not going to be able to get out of it. Often, that is the place of decision, and that is the place where you decide, okay, this has been unpleasant long enough. And as the old saying goes, the definition of insanity is to do the same thing and expect a different result. When you reach that point where you choose to make another decision, you choose change, you choose transformation, those are the points that truly make up the best parts of our lives. Those are the points when we really, even if you feel, I didn't have a choice, yes, you did. You could have chosen to stay in the mess you were in. And even if choosing something different led to difficulty and challenge at first, ultimately it leads to freedom. It leads to empowerment. And this, everything from, you know, major life decisions, your work, your relationships, do you stay with it or do you leave? You know, do you follow the calling of your heart or do you go with something more practical? Whatever the decision, the idea that it is a matter of empowerment, that you embrace the fact you have the right to decide. Yes, many feel that, you know, there's a guiding force in the universe, as do I. I not only believe in that guiding force in the universe, I embrace it, thank it, and depend on it every single day of my life, every single moment, because I know nothing is guaranteed. And whatever your tradition, whatever your way of looking at a guiding force in the universe, the one thing that's there is that we have the right to choose. And as I said, you know, the idea of a template destiny, that if you don't want to choose, there is a certain pattern that your life will go. But is it the juiciest possible, most empowering, most amazing, most enlightening choice that you can make? It's kind of the path of least resistance. And as a doctor, I can tell you completely that when you take away resistance, things atrophy. If you don't use it, you lose it. So by going against the current, by choosing the path of more resistance, you are actually strengthening yourself. A muscle becomes stronger through use. If you don't challenge a muscle, then it's not going to be able to provide that support for you. If you spend no time walking, your body is going to respond to that. It's going to say, well, we don't have to be that toned. We don't have to be that resilient because of the fact that not much is asked of us. And a life without much being asked of it, in my mind, is really not as fun as it could be. It's not as exciting as it could be. It's not as awakening or educational as it could be. Keeping in mind that, you know, every decision doesn't have to be an earth-shattering decision. It could be, wow, do I choose to wear red today? And understanding that maybe choosing to wear red because it's a color with a lot of energy, a lot of power kind of comes with that. How is that simple choice going to change your life? Maybe you get the attention of that special someone who before hadn't really noticed you. A lot of things can happen from the smallest little decisions. And yes, there are some times when, you know what, I would rather let someone else decide. It's sort of like when a group of friends get together and say, okay, well, where do you want to go to eat? Well, I don't know, where do you want to go? Well, I don't know, where do you want to go? And basically, whoever it is that says, okay, let's go here, there's a good chance that they're going to go, oh, you know, I went there for lunch, or no, you know, I don't know if I want that. So that idea of really establishing the fact that whatever you decide, it's not about whether it's a good decision or a bad decision. Is it a decision that moves you forward? And even if it's a decision that leads somewhere really unpleasant, at least you're going to learn from it. Now, at this time of the year, which is usually, you know, after everybody makes their New Year's resolutions to get fit, to get into better shape, that's a decision. And we're heading into that phase where a lot of those resolutions kind of fall by the wayside. So whether or not you look at yourself and say, you know what, I would feel a lot better if my body mass were changed in this particular way. For some people, it's, you know, they want to gain weight. They want to gain mass. Others want to lose weight. So as you decide, looking at yourself, okay, I want to make a change, and what change do I want? Because that's a big part of that decision place. It's not just about, you know, snap decisions. In fact, usually those tend to lead to life lessons a lot faster. A decision can be something that you consider very deeply, something that you consider very seriously. Okay, I want to lose weight. How do I do that? How do I manage that? How do I do that in the healthiest possible way that will allow me not only to maintain it, but to actually have some fun with it? Finding out what it is you need to know about it. You can't make a decision on something if you don't have all the evidence, if you don't have enough information. Because then it's not making a decision, it's guessing. And if you're going to guess about, you know, minor things, that's fine, because then you'll find out, you know, it's like, wow, I guessed, and either I guessed well or I guessed poorly. When you make a decision, basing that decision on conscious choice, basing that decision on weighing the pros and the cons, finding that place inside of yourself that really believes in yourself. Because if you can't get behind your decision, nobody else is going to get behind your decision. You know, there's a lot of people who want to have relationships. They're looking to find someone. And often I have conversations in consulting with people and in providing guidance in different areas in their lives. It is very often that the conversation comes up, well, I met this person and, you know, I haven't known them long, but I'm really totally in love and they seem to be afraid of commitment, and how can I make sure that this person, you know, stays in my life? How do I make sure that this person really wants to be with me as much as I want to be with them and that they're going to stay? And really, if it's only been a couple of months, if they're still answering your phone call, you know, that's a thumbs up. And really the question is, how can you have that person be more willing to you? The question is that, why is it that you need a commitment so quick? Why does this person have to be willing to say, yep, I'm totally in love with you, I want to be with you forever, after just a very short amount of time? It should be more important that you're growing together and you're deciding whether or not this person is the right person for you, and not making that choice out of a fear that you're going to end up alone. And, you know, you deserve the absolute best, each and every one of you. You deserve love. You deserve abundance. You deserve joy. You deserve waking up and going to a job that you would do for free and that you get paid very well for it. That you are surrounded by family and friends and loved ones who are there for you unconditionally and who you can be there unconditionally for. All of those things, each and every one of us deserves. A part of the decision-making process, and a very important part of that, is deciding that you believe that for yourself, that you believe that you deserve it all. And as we were talking about last time, about ego, it is not an act of ego or a negative act of ego to say, I deserve it all. That is my decision. I decide my destiny is to have it all. There's nothing wrong with that. The only problem is when you need other people to believe that as opposed to just knowing it within your own heart. Each and every day, we have opportunities to change our destiny. You can honestly remake your entire world in just a single moment of choice. What do you want to do with that choice? Do you want to simply float along and follow what other people say for you? Because there are always people who will tell you what you should do with your life. And I know folks who will make a choice to say, you know what, it's just easier that way. They pick somebody who they trust, and, well, what do you think I should do? Well, I think you should do this. Well, I'm going to go do that. And that's, if it works, it works. I'm happy for you. And at what point does that person, you know, it's like, well, you know what, I'm not going to make decisions for you anymore. You figure it out. That can be a scary moment as we become young people stepping up into adulthood, where at some point our parents say, you know what, I can't tell you what to do anymore. You're an adult. Figure it out. And whether that comes early in life or later, it is a moment of huge decision. What do I want from my life? What will serve my goals? What serves my personal viewpoints, my morality, my spiritual beliefs, my professional beliefs, my political beliefs? All of those things are a part of creating decision. And then we can coast with. We can sit around and go, okay, let's just go ahead and let things simply happen. Or you can make things happen. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be powerful. It could be the choice that you're going to take the bus as opposed to drive your car. That simple change can create an entire series of events that could change your life. That perhaps you will decide that you want to embrace the risk of going up to somebody that you really like and saying, you know what, I've always really admired you, and I hold great respect for you, and I would like to get to know you better. Which, you know, really is a tremendously scary thing. It's a big risk. And while it could end badly, and the person smiles and go, well, you know, I'm really not interested, but thanks anyway. Or it could be that you meet the love of your life and they were just waiting for you. So let's see. We've only got a little bit of time left. There's a question that came through the chat room for someone who would like to clear negative energy fields in her house and around children, or in his house and around children. I'm not sure. The idea of clearing energy, and it's very important. This is a very important concept. So briefly, I can give you some tools that you can utilize depending on whether or not you know what is the source of the negative energy field. It is not required that you know, but often it can be helpful. If it's someone who is tremendously negative who comes into your home and they spend a lot of time there, or if there's a lot of sadness, a lot of tension in the home, whatever it is that is the cause, if you can deal with either removal or modification of the source, that helps. But just a really good general clearing is the use of sage. You can use not culinary sage, but this would be white sage. Or if you, you know, if you have a particular spiritual belief system, in some cases they use copal. In some cases they may use, you know, different types of smudges, lavender. So just get a smudge that really resonates with you. Smudge the entire house. And then, and if there are respiratory issues, you can also boil the sage in water and just, you know, spritz it around the house. Then what you can do is go around the outside of the house and you can sprinkle salt all the way around the outside of the house. Salt is very clearing. If there is a particular room that you would like to clear, what you can do is you can take a mirror and put a mirror, take the mirror, put some a glass container that has water in it, put water, the container on top of the mirror, and then put a candle behind it. Light that, leave it for 3 days. Now, if you don't want to leave the candle for 3 days, that's fine. You can just have the water and the mirror. And then after 3 days, take it, dump the water down the toilet. Don't put it in the ground, and goodness knows, don't drink it. What that does is it draws negative energy into that. Let's see. The person has tenants and doesn't necessarily trust them. There's a sadness and tension around. Okay. So the idea that, you know, there are folks that are actually involved in this, what you can do is bring in, depending on what your spiritual belief is, bring in an element of prayer. Bring in a way of surrounding these people with light and just higher sort of energy sort of feelings. The source of a negative energy like that, most of the time, it's because of sadness and fear. By being able to release that, that is a good way to do that. So, you know, calling in archangels is a wonderful idea. And what I'll do is when I come into the chat room after the show, please stay in the chat room so I'll be able to give more guidance on that and give some more techniques. So hang in there, and I will be logging into the chat room right after the show, and I can give more information. Now, if you would also like to contact me and do like a one-on-one consultation, then you can reach me through our email address, healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. And you can also reach me through my website, which is www.the-healing-house.com. And so we can set up private consultations, and also I can do some work around some distance work, or if you're in the area, I can come out and we can take care of some of those clearing issues. So in the meantime, thank you for listening in. Like I said, hang out in if you're in the chat room or if you want to log into the chat room. I'll be logging in as soon as the show's over and answering some questions offline. And so in the meantime, I wish you balance. I wish you blessings. I wish you the best possible destiny based on the decisions that bring you happiness and bring you joy. And even if they're decisions that don't bring you immediate joy or immediate happiness, they will empower you. You will be stronger than you ever thought that you could be. And ultimately, you will be in that place of balance, not only for yourself, but for other people. Remember, you deserve everything. You deserve every single dream you've ever had. You deserve love, light, life, abundance, everything. The first decision in finding all of that for yourself is the decision that you deserve it, the decision that it is your right to have all of those things. Because once you decide that, the universe, creator, God, however you envision it, will actually line up to help you achieve what it is that you want to achieve. It may take a while, but be patient, because it's through that whole journey that you gain the things that are really going to help you and to allow you to help others and to be taken care of in that wonderful way. So until next Thursday, this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.